You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Dana Perry, that is Dark Matter, and I'm Rocker here with Jane and Aaron in the Mag Sync Radio studios. We are hanging out, playing music, and interviewing people, and I'll tell you, that was a song that I pulled off my hard drive, went into Rocker's closet, stuff was falling on my head. I found that is a really old song from Dana Perry, and called Dark Matter. Now, I was surfing the want ads, and I found this one. Check it out. Available for collaboration. Madison-based Evo folk artist has been making music passionately for 30 years with over 15 years of focus on playing guitar and songwriting, a thumping guitar style combined with a poignant lyrics and a powerhouse vocals. Also, 15-time Mama Award winner, band coach for Girls Rock Camp, music coordinator for Cargo Coffee East, and executive director of the Madison Area Music Association. I thought to myself, this has got to be Dana Perry. Sure enough, it was. Dana is releasing a new EP, The Spark, at the Seminole Tap in Madison on March 20th. And here in the studio to tell us all about it is Dana Perry. Dana, welcome back to Mag Sync Radio.
Well, thank you, my friend. I'm very happy to be here. I love coming by Mag Sync Radio.
Oh, man. Tell us about that song we just heard. I mean, Dark Matter. That is a throwback.
That's a throwback, at least a decade by now. I think that qualifies as a throwback, right? As 10 right? years or more. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, that was a rough time. I'm not going to lie. That was a rough time. It was more of those, I don't know, sometimes when we go through stuff, we tend to fight the feelings. Like, I don't want to be sad. I don't want to be angry. There's this situation going on. I don't want to feel those feelings. And we're just like, no. And we just kind of pile up all these walls. It was a song where I gave myself permission to just feel that way. I don't have a lot of songs like that, really.
Really?
I just don't. Most of my stuff is unfortunately quite hopeful.
Uplifting.
It's usually pretty, you'll find a lot of strength for the most part. You'll look inward. You know, a lot of my stuff generally has a somewhat uplifting message or element to some degree, even if it speaks to any kind of grit, you know, there's usually some kind of a poignant something or other, but Dark Matter was just, you know what, this is not good right now. I'm just going to go ahead and let it feel not good. So,
wow.
And that's what's great about music.
Sometimes that makes, you know, the subject of a great song.
Yeah. And that's what's one of the things that we love about music. It allows us to feel our feelings, mm-hmm. even for 3.5 minutes. Just, I'm going to feel these feelings for 3.5 minutes and then I'm going to go about my day.
Dana, you and your partner moved here to the Mad City specifically because of the fantastic music scene that we have. And now tell us a little bit about yourself and how you made your choice to settle down here in Madison.
Well, it was one of those things. So it was February 2013. And, you know, I had been making music I've made music my whole life, like a lot of musicians, you know, that you hang out with and always kind of have a similar origin story. Well, I was about 4 or 5 years old and, you know, okay. it started then and then it just took off and, you know, I went to school and stuff, but I wasn't working. My partner, German, when we got together, we've been together this month, marks 17 years as life tripping buddies, as we say.
Wow.
If life's a trip, we're tripping buddies. So 17 years. And it was a first few years of hanging out and we moved in together and he was like, have you ever had to not work and not worry about it? I said, no. He's like, well, I think you should. I think you should stop working and focus on music. And
wow.
I did. And it was amazing that he allowed me to do that. So I was really songwriting and starting to do my own recordings. And then I met a good friend that lived here, was born and raised here. And he was coming to visit us a lot. We lived in Macomb, Illinois at that point, which is where Western Illinois University is. It's where I went to college. And Will said, you know what? You would love Madison music scene. And Madison would just love your music. You should check out Madison. It's like, oh, okay. We were kind of wanderers at that point, you know, kind of living in RV and pull behind Winnebago ago that we were trying to convert into a mobile studio and just go on the road, because we're kind of, you know, we kind of like living on the road. It was a lifestyle choice for a couple of years. And then we were like, well, let's take it up to Madison. We'll stay there. You know, we'll visit for a week. Man, there were open mics every night of the week here. Every night of the week. I was Hard to leave, this is amazing. And in Macomb, if you gigged a lot, you played those two bars. Like, that's it. Macomb's a kind of a small town. But, you know, I got here and I was just like a kid in a candy store. I was like, there's music everywhere. Like, and I played open mics every night of the week. And I, the response I got to my music was kind of overwhelming. I hadn't really ever gotten so much from strangers in every place I went. So I was like, wow, maybe we need to live here for a little bit. Let's go. We'll live there for like a year or two and see how it is. And then we'll wander off.
Wow.
And 13 years later, we're still here.
You can't ever leave Madison, right?
Why would you leave?
Once you move to Madison.
I mean, if you do want to leave, just give me a call. Right.
But, I mean, I can probably upgrade Aaron Weber's going to hook me up. So. We are looking for land.
Now, what was your parents' role when you were kind of coming up with, in your musical upbringing?
That's not a bad question, actually. So technically speaking, I would say I come from a very musical family, but you'll never know it because no one will ever do anything in front of people. Mm. So, but we were always singing in the car together. We were always singing around the house together. We all had our songs that we really loved and would just kind of, you know, they loved it when the kids would sing together. I was always doing the choir concerts and the band concerts, and my family was always really, really supportive. They were always I come from a big family that always kind of lived close to each other. So I was really fortunate to not only have like my dad come into my concerts, but it would be like my dad, my grandma, my aunt, my uncle, my cousins, like they would kind of roll up in this
built-in audience.
Yeah. So it was kind of, they were really, really supportive. I was very, very lucky. And then my mom's side of the family, a whole other thing, my Grammy and my other aunts and uncles, and everyone, I was really lucky to grow up that way. Of course, you know, playing guitar, 19, 20 years old, I'm kind of out of the house by then. And so when I was around the house, like, okay, she's playing the same guitar chords over and over again, like kind of becoming noise a little bit, you know, and, you know, so I kind of, it felt a little more like I needed to kind of push it out into the world more as a teenager and as in college. So, and I was a music major in college and my mom sang all the time, but yeah, now most people just kind of sing in the car now, but if you tell them to sing to you, to their face, they won't do it. I don't know a lot of people that will. But yeah, everybody can sing. My dad sings just like Elvis. We have karaoke tapes from when I was a kid of us like singing background to my dad singing Elvis and karaoke. So it was a lot of fun. So I say I come from a pretty musical family. Just I'm the only one that really decided to do it in front of people.
Now, Dana, your music catalog, you have 7 records in the can already, and you're releasing a new EP on March 20th, and it's called The Spark. Tell us about your new EP.
So this feels like it's been years since I've put something out. It's been a couple years, but it feels like 10 years since I've put anything out. I'm not going to lie, I hit a bit of a songwriting slump there for a little bit. And I was like, well, let's jam with some other people. Let's join other people's bands for a little bit and just feel inspired. And, you know, that's when I was playing with the Prairie Flowers.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to jam in this new project now. And I've just kind of like been a hired gun for some people. Like, hey, I need guitar. And I need vocals for this thing. And I'll be like, I'll be there. I've been working with the Lullaby Project, you know, just a couple different things. And I was like, let's just do that. And very slowly, the songs started to come out and new stuff started to happen. And I was kind of surprised by some of it. And I was like, this feels fiery. Like this just feels, and there's an energy right now in the air that's, you know, they say it's the year of the fire horse. Like we have this like invitation to just like light ourselves on fire with the most us that we can be. So I've been saying like, you be the youest you that you've ever you'd. Like there's like, you need to come out bright and beautiful as whatever you are. And we're all kind of being given that invitation to just like go with this big flow of everything, just come online as yourself and what you are and bring everything you have to the table. So that's kind of what a lot of these songs on The Spark kind of centered around is just kind of like that ignition, so to speak, like that it's time for you to step up, bring your whole self to the table, whatever you are. Like if you're a carpenter, like build everything you want to build. If you're a musician, play everything you want to play. If you're, you know, just whatever you're doing, like just just do it all, do it with your whole self. So that's kind of ended up being the vibe of a lot of the songs, was like, here it is. Let's do it.
Did you do this yourself, or did you record in a studio?
I did do it in a studio, Warm Glow Studios. They did a couple albums for me. Dustin is a very dear friend of mine. He just gets a lot of the stuff about what my music calls for. He knows how my guitar should sound. He knows how my vocal should sound. He's been a bit of a co-producer on it, and it's been great. And then, of course, tried and true, my one and only Jenna Jonas, the musical cheese to my macaroni. She's I would say shout out Jenna if you're listening, but I know she's not listening right now because she's playing Cargo Coffee East with Paige Cleaver as we speak.
Oh, that's great.
But she's been my drummer for a little over 10 years now. And so I got her on drums, Dan Kennedy on bass, Kelly Hepper is doing harmonies, and M. Shays did an amazing piano on one of the pieces, and Ethri Fields did violin on a couple things.
And where can we find it online?
It's going to be out March 20th on musicbydana.bandcamp.com. I did release a single.
And you have a show coming up, a double release party with Two Trick Pony, and even features Kelly Hepper opening up. Tell us about this show at the Seminole Tap. That's the old Funk's Pub, right?
Yeah, so that's the EP release. Sometimes, especially the younger folks, like, they just kind of make a song and release it right away and go, hey, my music is out. And as awesome as I see that trend, people kind of losing that need for a big thing, I like to make a big thing. I like to have a party. Yeah. Together, you know, and Dan Kennedy, plays bass and a little bit of guitar on this album. I've been jamming with him for several years now. He's got another band that he's in, one of many, called Two Trick Pony, and they're also releasing an EP that night. So it's a double EP release. And then, Kelly Hepper has been jamming. She's got a lot of amazing original music. Shout out to Kelly, my sister in song, and very, very dear friend of mine. She's got a band playing on some of her stuff called Mo Onions. They're awesome dudes.
March 20th.
Yeah.
That's coming up at the Seminole Tap out there. That's going to be a lot of fun. Now, we have a song from this brand new album we're going to play in just a second. So, Dana, thank you so much for coming in to chat with us tonight about your new record. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
We have a song from the EP, and it's called Wisco Winter. Tell us about this quickly before we listen.
So the thing about this song that makes it special is actually a co-write with me and German.
Oh,
17 years, we've never written anything. He's a prolific writer. He's just mostly notebooks and stuff. He doesn't do a lot of songwriting, but I wanted to throw it together. I said, all right, it's in limerick rhythm. Like, you write limericks, right? He's like, oh, yeah. I was like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Just write it like that. I'll put the music to it, but let's ping pong these lines. Well, like, I'll write a line, you write a line, I'll write a line. And that's how we did. So it's a co-write.
Well, let's check it out. This is from the brand new EP from Dana Perry called The Spark. This song is called Wisco Winter. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Wisco Winter, she's a bitter cold.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.